Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is the Artist of Picacho Hills member, Dr. Paul C. Maxwell, to talk to us about Holly Day House, November 8th and 9th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Delighted to be here, Emily.
You're welcome. Artists of Picacho Hills have been around since 2008.
Yes, that's correct. We've been existing as an organization. We're artists that reside in and around Picacho Hills, and we're all members of the organization. We do different types of art. Some of us are painters. Some of us do jewelry. Some of us do ceramics, some weavings. And all of these will be illustrated at the Holiday House event. We're 10 to 5 on Friday, and then on Saturday we'll start an hour earlier just to let people get in some holiday shopping. We think this is going to be the beginning of much of the shopping for people for as they go into the holidays. So this will take place at St. Paul's United Methodist Church. It's on Griggs Avenue, just off Alameda Avenue. And the entrance is in the back off May Avenue. It's a back entrance. The parking lot is in the back as well, and easy access from the parking lot right across the street to the event.
And how many artists are we expecting this year?
We've got 16 artists from our group. We've got 30 people that are members of the association, but this year half of them are participating. And we've got some great art that I think people really enjoy, and many different cost values that one can see and the types of gifts that they can look at, and anything from a couple of dollars to a couple of $100, depending on what you're looking for.
Who is your new president this year?
Our new president is somebody probably well known here in the New Mexico State University community, Karen Conley. She's taken over this year and is really created a great amount of energy for our organization. She's a well-known photographer and well-known for her acrylic paintings. I think the paintings is something she's been experimenting with rather recently, but she's got some gorgeous pieces of art.
And you'll have another new artist exhibiting this year?
That's right, Jan Minow. Her artistic talents are very exuberant. She does large paintings. I believe she's going to have several examples of her paintings, as well as prints and other material that will be for sale at the event. Jan does a number of different types of style, but generally I would say they're contemporary as opposed to being representational art. She likes to do figures of people, of women, and other humans. And they tend to be idealistic in certain ways. She looks for beauty in what she does rather than trying to present and presents modes of interaction and styles that emote emotions from people in looking at those paintings. So she's more interested in evoking emotion, evoking some response from people, but not so much in trying to make a point or making a political statement. She's not into statement art, as some of my pieces may have been called that, but rather she's looking for a way of presenting the beauty of our universe, and that comes out in many of her large paintings.
Well, let's talk about your art.
Well, I've been painting full-time now for the past 7-8 years. I started as a young man and went off into other pursuits because I didn't want to be the starving artist, as I felt I might have been, and I probably would have been, perhaps. But my interests are acrylics primarily these days, but I do oils and watercolors. I vary my subject matter fairly extensively. Most of it is Southwestern art. It's representational. It's art of things that I see, and I try to present them in a way on the canvas that shows both the beauty and well as the interest of the surroundings we have. I like to include people because people are what make our world interesting, and I try to vary the subject matter so that it's of interest not only to me but those who look at the paintings that I create. I have done travel around the world, and so some of my subjects are from Asia, some from Europe, some from other parts of the United States. But primarily what I've been doing recently has been focused on our region and our local images that we see every day.
You have note cards and greeting cards.
That's correct. I try to provide for our folks who are visiting at this holiday house. People are looking for gifts, and they're not necessarily interested in buying a large piece of art, an expensive piece of art. So I have giclée prints that some are in the order. I have note cards. I have greeting cards, and they vary anywhere from $5 to $30 to $150 for some of my original watercolors. And then if I'll have one or two of my original acrylics, and those go upward between $500 to $1,000. So it's a variety of styles, variety of opportunities for depending on what people are looking for.
So have you had other art shows besides Holiday House?
I've presented my art in various shows in the region, most recently at the Café de Mesilla for 2 months. I had about a dozen of my paintings inside the restaurant, and that was well received in terms of people enjoying the art and enjoying a good meal at Café de Mesilla. I hope to have a show this next spring over in the Mesilla Valley Art Association galleries, and I have several pieces in El Paso in various galleries and locations.
You mentioned giclée prints. What is giclée?
Giclée is a special way of printing that allows you to get almost an exact color rendition of the image that you're trying to print. It gives you a more truthful color rendition of the actual image or the painting that you're trying to get the image from. So it gives you an opportunity to provide a very high quality print for a very modest price. And the giclée prints that I sell are done on canvas. And so sometimes it's very hard to tell the difference between the original painting and the print in the giclée style.
Are these techniques some things that you've learned since you've been with the Artists of Picacho Hills or that you brought to them?
Well, I actually started relearning some of my skills, and I continue to do that today. In fact, I recently took a watercolor class with Marie Segrist, who's one of our artists in Picacho Hills, and she's also very well known in our region and is a well-received artist and much acclaim and many prizes for her work.
And being a member of the Artists of Picacho Hills, what things do the members get to learn? How do you become a member?
Anyone is welcome to join our association. It's simply a requirement that you live in or near Picacho Hills, that you're interested in art, that you're interested in any one of many mediums. We do not just painting, but jewelry, quilting, weaving, ceramics, any and all types of art have been part of our activity. For instance, one of our new artists from last year, she just recently came in, is Michelle Marshall, and she actually does computer art, but it's done in such a way it's computer-generated pictures, but using the Excel portion of her computer, and she's figured out ways of using Excel that I think Microsoft would like to learn more about. And she has some beautiful work that she'll also be showing at the show this year. And so I think she is one of the booths that people visiting Holiday House should certainly pass through and take a look at. And she does very well. In the past, we've had Sharon Cunningham. Sharon does all things quilted. She does pot holders to large king-size bed covers. They're beautiful pieces of work. They're things that you can either put on your bed or hang on your wall. They are spectacular and very noteworthy in their own way. Jan Severson has been with the Artists of Picacho Hill for many years. She shows her work. She does reed weavings, but they're very spectacular. And they're well received throughout New Mexico. She does shows not only here in Las Cruces. She's not only a member of our local group, but she does and has been invited to present her works up in Albuquerque at their art fairs there, as well as in Ruidoso and elsewhere throughout the state. So very talented, and she does very well in her things. In fact, all of the money I earned last year, I ended up spending on a weaving that I bought from Jan because my wife really admired her work. So she found a piece of Jan's art under our Christmas tree last year. So that's usually what happens. We're artists and we look around and see the beautiful things that our friends have done, and we end up buying them for ourselves. So it helps. Larry Fellhauer uses fused glass and metal as well as ceramics for making various pieces that are original and unique. He does crosses, nativities, what you could call yard art. They're sculptured pieces that you can put in any in your front yard or as part of a decoration in your backyard. My wife and I commissioned a piece from him for our own garden. We call it the Grape Man. It's one of his largest pieces, and he took him a couple of months to do it. He was he finally got it installed this last fall, and it's designed. It's a piece that incorporates grape leaves and figures of grapes and other things, and that we have a little grape vineyard in the back of our yard there, so it oversees our vineyard.
So how large would you say the Grape Man is?
Grape Man is fairly large. He stands about 7 feet tall, and he's made of multiple pieces and steel that is welded and then fused together. And it took quite an effort on Larry's part, but we're very, very pleased with what he did. Wanda Sparks does gourds for as her media of art, and she's known for her gourdements, which are these beautiful little pieces that are perfect for hanging on your Christmas tree or part of some decoration around your tables, your Christmas atmosphere, and she's got some beautiful pieces. Jewelry is something that all women, at least, and I think some men, enjoy seeing at Christmas time. Several of our artists, Marilyn Payne, Rosemary McEwen, Linda Lee, and Lana Payne, will be displaying and showing their art, their jewelry. They have different styles. They're so varied, elaborate beading, silversmithing, rocks from hills in the region. They're able to create some very unique pieces. And we suggest going around and looking at all of the different booths and displays before you make your selection, because you'll probably find just that perfect item in just the next booth over. But then go back to the one you were at and buy some of their stuff too.
So this is to benefit the Mesilla Valley Hospice?
In part, of course, we're trying to provide our art for the community to see and to enjoy. But as part of our show each year, we do a raffle. Each of the artists, most of us, donate one of our pieces to the raffle. And that's you buy tickets and like any other raffle. And the proceeds, all the proceeds from that raffle go directly to the Mesilla Valley Hospice Association. The event itself, by the way, is free. It's free. It's open to the public. We're delighted anyone can come and visit and see our art and visit our booths, but more importantly, they get a chance to participate in a way and can and donate some of their funds and win a piece of art. Now, one of the things that I wasn't aware of when I did this last year, and it was the first time for me, is that the winners of our art from the raffle, if they're not, you don't have to be present to win. You just need to fill out the raffle ticket and what have you. And then if your name is drawn, you win the prize. Each artist will deliver their piece of art to that individual. So last year I got a chance to meet some of the people who had put their raffle tickets in for my piece of art. So that was a small pleasure that I ended up really enjoying meeting the customers, and I enjoy talking to my customers anyway, or just people interested in looking at good art.
Everyone can come by and meet the artists on Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th at the Holly Day House, presented by the Artists of Picacho Hills at St. Paul's United Methodist Church, Friday from 10 to 5 and Saturday 9 to 5 at 225 West Griggs Avenue. I really appreciate you coming down and getting people ready for their Christmas shopping early.
Well, if people have been watching TV recently, they see that it's already started. So we're just trying to give opportunity to people to see our art and maybe enjoy a special present or gift for some of their loved ones.
Thank you again, Dr. Paul Maxwell, a member and artist of the Artists of Picacho Hills.
Thank you very much, Emily. I appreciate being on your program.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.